This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson is off this week. Southeast Missouri has a rich history, and every week on Almost Yesterday, Dr. Frank Nickel takes us to specific moments in time and shares the stories behind significant people and events that have impacted our region. Recently, Frank stopped by to tell us more about the man known as the Father of Physical Culture, who was the predecessor of Charles Atlas and a number of individuals who emphasized bodybuilding and nutrition as the keys to a long and healthy life. Here's our conversation. So what can you tell us about Bernard McFadden, Frank?
Well, I think he's one of the more interesting people that I have encountered in Southeast Missouri. Bernard McFadden was born in, of all places, Mill Spring, Missouri. Small town.
Yeah.
In Wayne County. He grew up, obviously, a poor farm family situation. He was orphaned at age 11. Both his mother and father died. He was sent to live with another Wayne County farm family who worked him rather hard.
Wow.
They took him in. They assumed the responsibility for him, but in exchange, they wanted him to work. He worked hard, baled hay, put up hay,
that's hard work.
Shucked corn,
yeah.
Took care of cattle, hogs, sheep. He found that his hard work and the good food they had on the farm, healthy, wholesome food, made him healthy. And he became muscular and he became strong. And he became one of the stronger kids in the neighborhood in Wayne County. But at age 13, that farm family did not want to continue the responsibility of him. The mother became pregnant with another child. And so Bernard McFadden, his original name was Bernard, went to St. Louis and lived with another family.
Why did he change his name, Frank?
He changed his name from Bernard to Bernard because he thought it sounded more masculine later on.
Okay.
He just thought Bernard was a little bit too fancy for what he aspired to.
Interesting.
And when he got into St. Louis, he sought a job, and he became kind of an errand boy delivering messages in St. Louis for Western Union. Spent a lot of his time inside. And he began to be sickly. He got sick that winter with a severe cold, and he believed it was the absence of physical labor that led him to become ill. So he changed his lifestyle. He began to be a person dedicated to diet, healthy food, to exercise, and to fasting. He would occasionally see if he could fast an entire week and live on water.
Wow.
For a week. He would not eat bread, which he called the staff of death, and became a vegetarian. He came to believe that walking, barefooted especially, was the essential connection to the earth, and that everyone who was able, physically able, should walk 6 miles a day barefoot on the soil, not on concrete or bricks, but on earth. Because he said there is strength in the earth that can be absorbed through physical contact with a human foot. And so he believed that by eliminating meat and bread from his diet, you could actually achieve a lifespan of 150 years, and that was his goal. He told everyone who questioned his not eating meat, well, just wait. I'm going to live to be 150. You may die at 75, but I'm going to live to 150.
Let me ask you this, Frank. So talking about being a vegetarian at this time, was this a really radical idea?
This was very unusual. Now, there had been people who had tried this in the first half of the 19th century when Sylvester Graham and a lot of other people began to take a look at American diets that they said were full of grease, full of meat and fat and alcohol, just all the wrong things for the body, harmful to the body. And so McFadden believed that he could live to be 150 years if he walked 6 miles every day barefooted on the soil, if he ate no meat, if he ate no bread, and if he could get everyone else to do this, he said we could change this whole country. It would be the healthiest place in the world. Kind of interesting attitude.
You're listening to Going Public on KRCU. This is Dan Woods, and I'm talking with Frank Nickel about Bernard McFadden, an early bodybuilding and nutrition pioneer from Mill Spring, Missouri. Frank continues his story by telling me about McFadden building restaurants that served healthy foods.
He was borrowing money and building these restaurants that were serving only vegetables no meat and no bread, and he began to call them healthatoriums. You could go there and get a vegetarian meal, and then he would show you how to exercise and how to lift weights and run in place and do sit-ups and push-ups and things of this sort. And he was dedicated to that. And it kind of caught on for a while. There were a number of people who began to change their lifestyle. Because in the 1890s, 1880s, 1890s, there was a major transition in American society. People were moving to cities. They didn't have places to exercise or to work out. They were all working in offices. Mm-hmm. That's one of the motivations for the foundation of the Boy Scouts, for instance, same time period. And so McFadden believed that there was an alternative to the indoor lifestyle of Americans who were overweight, weak, and sickly, and breathing coal smoke in all of those cities. So he was seeking some answer to that. He started publishing articles and eventually expanding them into books. He published over 100 books about health and nutrition, and the names of some of them are How to Raise a Strong Baby, Truth About Tobacco, which he abhorred. Mm. He said we should not use tobacco at all. Making Old Bodies Young, How to Keep People Alive, Active, and Physical into their 90s and over 100. He said every adult male should be able to live to be over 100 years of age. But you can do it only by exercise and proper nutrition.
Now, he didn't have a medical background of any type, right?
He did not have a medical background. So he's just seeking this as a personal observation of his own life. It became popular, obviously, as Americans found living in crowded cities close together, there was a tendency to have greater number of epidemics, cholera, yellow fever, and so forth spread. No one knew the reason for that. But a lot of this is about success. How do you live a healthy and happy life? He became friends with people like Clark Gable, Rudolph Valentino, and a very good friend with Franklin Roosevelt. And there are pictures of Roosevelt and he at Warm Springs, Georgia. Roosevelt invited him to come down to Warm Springs, Georgia. Roosevelt suffering from polio, McFadden prescribed exercises for Roosevelt that would help build up the muscles of his leg. And he tried to get Roosevelt to walk.
Really?
And to take steps and to do that barefoot after his encounter with polio. So he became a famous individual and became quite wealthy, built a huge house, traveled to Europe, even had a contest in England for the perfect woman. And when he selected that one, he divorced his wife and married her.
The perfect one.
And they had, she was the perfect woman. He thought he was the perfect man.
Okay.
And between the two of them, they could have perfect children. And he actually, with his wife, had 8 children, all of whom had first names that began with the letter B, as he did.
Hmm.
He considered, he had enough money and enough fame that he considered running for president of the United States.
Wow.
Didn't get very far with that. He was disappointed So he ran for mayor of New York City. That's kind of an alternative objective of his. And he wanted to be a U.S. senator from the state of Florida. He's just an interesting fellow who had a personal belief that extreme strenuous exercise, contact with the earth, and a healthy diet would all make you live to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, which he was. He did not make 150. He lived 87, which is not too bad at that particular time when the average life expectancy was about 45. And so he developed a urinary infection. His wife advised him to go to a scientific doctor. He refused to do that. The infection simply absorbed his body, and he died. He rejected all scientific medicine. And so he died at age 87.
Frank Nickel is the host of Almost Yesterday and has been talking to us about Bernard McFadden, a bodybuilding and nutrition pioneer from Mill Spring, Missouri. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much.
And coming up after the break, Candace Davis talks with Lindsay Grogeen about the Missouri Department of Conservation's Black Bear Den Checks. You're listening to KRCU's Going Public. We'll be right back.